There's a Rabbeinu Bechaya on the beginning of the Hakedah that goes through a whole arichus, and I don't know if even we have the time to read the whole thing, but it's truly, I think, a statement of the power and the need for the Koyach HaTzir, because it takes the Akedah and puts almost every possible nuance of expression of Avraham Avinu's love for Hashem and puts it all into explaining how great an act this was. And he starts with, he says the Nisoyan Akedah was the Farsim Ba'amim Godel Achi of Ayir of Be'ava Vashem to be Mefarsim for the world. Ki Ava Al Gimel Chaluk. He says there's three levels of Ava. Echad Shoev HaMelech Umitoch Avosu Yisapra Bishvochoy. He loves the king and he'll speak about his greatness. But Lohoyo Machaser Mamoinoi. He wouldn't give money. There are people like that. They talk about you're doing a wonderful job, but they're not prepared to put their money where their mouth is. Okay, that's one type. Hasheni, I'm trying to make it fast. Hasheni, Mishoev, I say, Yoisim Arishon. This guy loves even more. Yisapa Bishvocha, Viyitin Kol Mamoinoi Bishviloi. Not only will I speak your praises, I'll give all my money for you. I have this great love. You know, money is also a very chosh of a thing. And avolo yimso atzmo lemiso. But I'm not going to give my life. My money, yes, my life. Hashlishi, misha oyev oyse yoyse mishneim. Yisapa bishvochav yidin kol mamoinoi. V'yimso atzmo lemiso. Ad kedei kach, he'll even give his life up for this love. V'ne Avram hoyo sholem begimel chalokim eile. He, Mamish Avram was Sholem in all of these three things. And he goes through the examples to show Avram Avinu everything he was ready to give up everything. He was ready to give up all his money. He goes, but if you go down to the bottom, Oral Gimel Chalokim, Ulafi Shehisig, like four or five lines from the bottom of the first column. Well, the fishy hisig madreges or avo, since he reached such a level of avo, the over al gimel achalokim korashem isporch Avraham oyhavi, Avraham my beloved, Avraham the one who loves me, because he's reached this highest level. He was ready to give up. He was ready. He spread my praises throughout the world. He's ready to give up all his money and everything just to help people, to give people to achnasas orchim in order to be mekadesh shem shemayim. He was ready to give his life in the kibshan ha'esh. He goes through all these things. Avol beinyan ze shel akedo hera Avram tekef ahavose b'shem yisborach shohisa chazoko ve'azo. He showed the strength of this love that it was so strong. Ein laharich oiso im shloisha chalokim haniskorim ve'ein l'dam oiso. It cannot be compared at all to these other three levels. Lemisha moiser atzmo lemiso b'shvil o'ehava o b'shvil adoinoi. Ki roi hoyu Avram ilu hoyu loy meyo gufin limsor es kulam lemisa al Yitzchok. Avram Avinu, if he had 100 bodies, he would have given them all up to save Yitzchok. Avol Aval pu'ulo zu lo hoyso kishar ha'pu'ulois. V'nesoyin hazeh lo hoyo kishar nesoyinis. This was a nesoyin above and beyond anything. Avraham Avinu reached the highest levels of Avo. He would do anything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this is ein hateva yochol lesoyv loy. This is something that human nature couldn't tolerate. V'ein hakoyach hamedame yochol lachashvoy, and the ability to imagine, can't comprehend, can't even think of such a thing. Sheyia odom okor vizokein b'nei yoshona, an old barren man, a man who had no children, 100 years old. Veloy oisha unachosim v'kovoid. He had everything else in the world. But everything he had was nothing, and he just, with the ultimate taiva, all he wanted was a son. And after the yush, he had a ben, he thought already it's not shayach at his age, and his wife's age, and there comes a son. But they would think about this love. This is not shaykh that he has. He says, this love is such that whatever he loved him when he was a ben shmoyne shonim, now that he becomes a year old, it's going to double or many-fold more, because now he has more and more shaykhs to him. He grew, he's older, he's getting bigger, and he has him for more time, and there's even more love. And when he becomes 5 years old and 10 years old, and he's even more love, because he's able to be distinguished between good and bad, so he loves him even more. And imagine when Yitzchak gets to be close to 40 years, how many more exponentially that love has increased, because now he's even older and he has more wisdom and he spent more time with him and so forth and so on. That's the time around close to 40 where the seichel becomes sholem, so his mamash, he has this great godel, this giant of a human being. Yitzchok was 37 at the time of the akeda. And even more that he's being told with his own hands, he has to shecht him. Nothing can remove it. He was so sholem in his emuna that despite this great love that he had for Yitzchok, he could kiroi shetis gaber aves Hashem. He recognized that the aves Hashem should be more than all of this that he had the ava al Yitzchok. Ulechoyze koyach aflogo ava achazok azoy shoyso l'Avrom b'Hashem yizborach oyso nik. And because of the strength of the love that Avram Avinu had in Hashem, it became easy for him. Nikla be'eno, I guess that's what it seems. Nikla be'eno of avas Yitzchok. Or bikish lish became light of him. I'm sorry. It lightened the love of Yitzchok. This intense love that he had built up over all these years, that he was able to shecht him achar shloisha yomim shener lo adibor, after 3 days that he heard the dibor, ki ilu yaseh kein b'fesa pisoim, if he did it immediately b'mkoyim, as soon as Hashem spoke to him, hoiso pulosoi b'mehiros v'behola. Then he did it too quickly and he was overwhelmed. Aval kishohoya achar mahalach shloisha yomim kvar naseh b'yishuv deo b'yishuv of Das Veitzo. After 3 days, as he's going to the Tahara Moriah, he's thinking and he's contemplating and he realizes what he's doing and he's paying attention and he's focused and he's still capable of doing this. Vusha Omer Bereshis Rabo, Loma Biyam Ashlisha, Vidam Biyam Rishon, Vidam Biyam Sheni, Shalo Yiyo, Uma Yisa Oilem, Oimrim, Homamoy, He got him all excited. He confused him, and he went to shecht his son. Al kein osa hapeula hahu mamish biyodaim. If he did it biyodaim, the imo nivchan b'midah sayira v'midah so'av. And through this, we see this yira and ava. There's yira loy yira so'inish. Not for fear of punishment. For ava loy le toicheles gmul, and love not to get anything from Hashem. Klemer almanas lekabel pras. No, kizos loy tia ava gemura. That was not ava gemura. Sharei yesh shoyse uhamashke hamar midaitoy. He finally got to this level that now we could be made on him. So over here, I don't know, forgive me for taking so long with this, but I just thought it was very interesting that, you know, sometimes we trivialize Koyach Hatzir. We think that, enough. You know, come on, take it, you know, get to the point already. Like, what are you dramatizing it? What do you think? You're a poet and you're a darshan and you're an artist. You know, what are you doing? But it seems from the Rabbeinu Bechaya that, look what he does. He says he loved him at five. He loved him more in 1 year than he was at the Mila. And more at 5 years, than it was in 1 year. And more at 10 years and 20 years and 40 years. And explaining why and what. And every one Nakuda, the next Nakuda, the next Nakuda. Two paragraphs here, all of Koyach Hatzir, to give us a sense of the extent of the love of Avraham Avinu. And it would seem that the simple explanations, at least according to him, that Chazal say Esmol Amarta Kibi Yitzchol Yichoricho Zora, and today say Halei Loila. Intellectually, we see, wow, Avraham Avinu didn't have any hesitation. But what does it mean, hesitation? Yesterday you said he's going to be the Yoirish. Today you say Shechtim. Okay, so Avraham Avinu, no questions, he went. But the picture is lame. The picture is choser. The picture is lacking. When you picture the whole scene, when you see the extent, he starts from the beginning of what it means, an old man, 100 years, he's waiting to have this child, and finally has the child, and then he grows, and love increases and increases. Each nuance that he describes seems to be an enhanced ability to understand, to appreciate, to feel who this Avraham Avinu was, and what love he had for Yitzchak, and Mimela, it provides a tzir in the depth of his love that he had for Hashem, that he was able to be misgaber on all of that, and to be able to do the Rotzen Hashem. So I guess, like, first of all, we see that this tzir is very relevant, a very significant thing, because it really, without it, you don't get the full message. You think you get the message. The words say it, but you need the picture. Pictures are how a picture's worth 1,000 words. So that seems to be, and also, it really forms for us an ability to identify. You know, we know what Rosh Shiva always used to say, Hillel Mechayev Aniyim. So Hillel Mechayev Aniyim. What does Hillel have to do with Aniyim? Well, Hillel learned Torah Bedachkus, so that's Mechayev us. So he used to say, Monavshach, if we're capable, we'll be Chuyiv. Mechuyiv, if we're not capable, we're not Mechuyiv. What's the difference if there was a Hillel or not? Each person is judged by himself. So the Pshat is seeing a Hillel suffering with his dachkus and being Meisa Nefesh to learn, that expands our capabilities. Now we become mechuyev where before we weren't. So I assume that this is what's happening here too. If a person wants to emulate Avraham Avinu, if a person wants to recognize and to use Avraham Avinu as a picture to elevate himself, we need all the nuances of detail in order to be able to really get it, to internalize it, to feel it, to have a true image, not just a man taking a knife with his 37-year-old son, or 100-year-old man with a knife, but no, 137, I guess. Your old man with a son. This makes it real. It's something that I can emulate. But there's something here that I think that we'd just like to point out. And it goes on. The Yodua. Ki ha-yadiyah b'shem yisborach b'chol zman. Avol pirish. Hadover yodua me'ato. Hashem really knows all the time. Ki yotzo min ha-koyach el ha-poyol. This is the famous thing that the Ramban says also. What happened? Hashem knew. Ato yodati ki rei elikim ato. Hashem didn't know before. It was bekoyach. It was inside. It was potential, and now it came into the reality. And we also saw his resource, with the speed with which he ran. You know, the resource that he had, and the charitzus, the diligence in doing the mitzvah. He said, "Ki hoyo yochol lohoylich im chaburas anosh meyanshe beisoy." He could have walked with the whole chabur. He was a rich man. He had many servants. He could have gone with the whole audience. For lohoylich imoy ki im shnayim. He only took two with him. Hu shekosav shneinu of ita. He only took the two. Yishmoel ve'Eliezer, wife. Afilu oison shneinu orim lohoyo imoy b'shasa akeda. He didn't let them come close to the akedo. Avol omar lehem shvulechem poyim achamor. Stay here with the chamor. And we're going to go. V'ho inyan kedei shlo yivatlu mimenu hamase hazeh v'shelo yimchu biyodoy. In order, the reason he told them to stay far away, the reason he didn't take a whole entourage, was because he didn't want them to be mevatl this maise of Akedas Yitzchok, and not to mamish mevatl it or to prevent it. What's going on over here? Here you have a description, two columns long, of an Avraham Avinu and the extent of his love of Hashem. The tzir of the love of Yitzchok and the ability to overpower that describe the greatest, it's mind-boggling, it's beyond human comprehension, the extent of Avraham Avinu's love of Hashem. And yet, look what he's concerned about. he's concerned, I better not take my meshorsim with me, and even the two Eliezer and Yishmael, Yishmael and Ezer, and I have to tell them, you wait here, and I'm going for, I don't want you to be around when I'm doing it. What was he afraid of? He's afraid they're going to stop him from doing it. And it seems not just stop him, not only to be moiche, shelo yevatlu mimeno hamaisa hazeh. What's nevatlu mimeno? He's the boss. Eliezer was the Talmud Muvuk. What's he going to do? There it is. They might have an argument. They might have a svora. Yimochu, maybe that means physical. I don't know if they're going to start up physically holding Avraham Avinu, but even so, shlo yevatlu mimenu amaisa hazeh, there's going to be some kind of a bittle. That means Avraham Avinu was concerned, having reached such levels of Avas Hashem, that he was able to be misgaber on every nuance of the love of Yitzchok that was described here in the two columns by the Rabbeinu Bechaya. And he reached that level, which is mind-boggling beyond our comprehension. And he's afraid that maybe they can dissuade me. Dissuade me? How could they dissuade him? If the love of Yitzchok didn't dissuade him, then this influence is going to dissuade him. I think that you see something that's very, very scary. And that is that a person can be on the highest level of spirituality, can be the dovuk b'Hashem, the oyev Hashem, on a level that ato yadati kirei elokim ato, who overpowered infinite levels of love for his son, all to do with the avas Hashem and the rotzen Hashem, and to do it b'leiv of sholem, with no hesitation, with his gabrus on every single human emotion imaginable, that the fullest depth of human emotion that developed from the bris to the first year, to the second year, to the fifth year, to the tenth year, to the 20th year, to the 40th year, to his seichel developed to this, each nuance of love, and he was able to be miskaber on all of that for his avas Hashem, and yet he remains concerned that somebody might be able to shter him from performing this avodah. It seems that vulnerability is never completely absent. And we always have to be chayshit ourselves. And sometimes, you know, we feel, I'm so strong, I have so much inside, I'm so committed, I'm so meisa nefesh, I was so meisa nefesh, I've achieved so much. And sometimes it takes not that much. And it would seem I don't know about Yishmael, but certainly Eliezer was not a very likely candidate to, maybe he would argue with him in learning. That's all. But Avraham Avinu felt that he would still be vulnerable. He had to keep all the chevra away, the nefesh aser osu b'choron, I guess, I don't know, and even Eliezer and Yishmael to keep them away, because he was afraid that they might be able to dissuade him, to be mevatel him from performing this mitzvah. I think that sometimes we tend to overestimate our the security in our madregas in ruchnius. And I think we see from here that no matter how high and how deep and how strong and how apparently secure we might feel, that sometimes it doesn't take a big tornado. It could be even a slight little wind. Something could potentially shake us up. Something, a little bit of a convincing argument. I can imagine an argument against all that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, and he overpowered such love. So I think the lesson is that we have to be very careful. We can't take our own ruchnius for granted. I think that's a very bichlal, a very important lesson. Sometimes people feel we achieved. Maybe that's, I think, even in a communal sense, that's an important thing. You know, we're the establishment today. The frum community has become the establishment. You know, we got everything we have. It's all in place and everything else. But that can't be smug under any circumstance, because we never know. Can't be smug with our children. We can't be smug with ourselves. We never know what little wind can blow or argument can arise or challenge can occur and put us in grave danger. So even Avraham Avinu had to be concerned about that.